What's going on, patrons? Scott here, and this is going to be your weekly audio update for all the behind the scenes and stuff happening at NerdSync right now. So, just a quick recap. We were supposed to have a video on Saturday that was going to finally be my part two of a two-part series I started all the way back in November. It was going to be about which Marvel character I think would be the best president, and I figured, I'll put that up around inauguration, simply because it's a good fit. But I lost track of time, and then Sparta was sick. Sparta's my cat, by the way, if you didn't know. And I just couldn't do it. And then, it was more than that. It was also the new Logan trailer came out, and I asked you guys on Twitter which type of video that you'd want to see. Me talking about comic books inside of comic books, as we saw in that trailer, or me going back and doing my president's thing. And I think a majority of the vote went to me talking about comics and comics. So I started working on that script instead. That was supposed to go up on Saturday, but that video was, but that poll was posted on Saturday. So I didn't, I lost track of all time. So that's 2 weeks in a row. We don't have two videos up on our channel, which sucks. But I'm working on it now. And I have that comic books in comics video coming up this Wednesday. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Scott, but this is Superhero Science Month. Why? That's not a sciencey thing. Well, I just, sometimes I need to tackle topics as they come in, as they're relevant, like the new trailer. But also, we are still doing Superhero Science by ending the month with a big video about whether or not it is possible for Superman to reverse the Earth's rotation, as he did in the movie all the way back many, many, many years ago. And to be clear, that's not a video of what would happen. I feel like plenty of people have done videos about what would happen if the Earth stopped spinning, or what would happen if the Earth spun backwards. My video is more talking about, is it possible with Superman and his, at his scale, to just by flying around the Earth in the opposite direction, would he have enough effect on it to reverse it? Let alone just completely disregarding everything that happens, because, obviously, time wouldn't flow backwards, and, the Earth would be pretty much everyone on the planet would just die, if that were to be the case. Anyway, not tackling that, just tackling if it's even possible for him to reverse the Earth's rotation without even touching it. Because that's another thing. Sure, he has super strength. He could probably just spin it if he really wanted to. But nope. He flies around it. Anyway. So we're tackling those two topics this week. We also have our first sponsored... Not our first sponsored podcast. We've had a couple before. But we've got our first one sponsored by Playster. Came out just today. So that's pretty exciting. What else is going on here at the NerdSync? Whatever's live streams. Today is Monday. We have live streams on Facebook every Monday at what time is that at? 7:30 p.m. Central Time. So if you can make it out, that'd be awesome. Love to see you there. Here's a fun thing that I'm doing later today. I don't know when this episode will go up. Probably in February at some point. But I'm interviewing a a professional football player. And I know you're like, Scott, why are you don't like sports? What are you doing? They reached out to me. I do not know how to pronounce his last name, which is probably something I should look up because I have to interview him later today. But it's Israel, I'm going to guess, Idaniye? I don't know. He was a pro football player who's retired now, and he wrote a comic book about, I think athletes who get superpowers. Ooh, I should probably read it too before I interview him. Which is probably something I'll do later today. Probably after this. So that's a fun thing. That's another fun podcast interview that you guys can, look forward to with your ears. I'm excited about all these new things coming up. I just really hope I can get ahead of schedule. Part of the reason I was behind schedule last week is because I wanted to spend some time doing the animations for the Ant-Man video, and that took longer than expected. But I think they turned out really well. And I think they were worth putting that extra time into. So that's some of the stuff going on here. Obviously, on the Patreon page itself, you guys may have noticed, if you missed the update and thing, that we have new rewards. We kind of did away with the comic book club and the no prizes simply because I'm very bad at keeping up with those. But we have all sorts of things like HD wallpapers. We've got these weekly audio updates that are actually going to be weekly from now on. To let you guys know a little bit of behind the scenes, all the stuff coming up here at the Nerd Sink. One of the reward tiers I was going to, or not reward tiers, but just one of the rewards in general that I was thinking about offering was access to the topic calendar. That gets tricky because I don't know how to, because we use Trello to schedule things. I don't know if I can make people, like, I don't know if I can make a viewable link that's uneditable. Like, people can view it, but they can't change around dates and topics, because that would be chaotic if I gave that link to everybody and they were screwing around with my topic calendar. But then I was like, well, maybe I'll just set up like a secondary Google calendar or something that people can look at. But that also gets tricky because I changed, as evidenced by earlier, I changed my topics so frequently that I schedule them way ahead of time in advance just to have them. But if it comes to the point where I'm going to talk about them, like I was going to do a Flash video this week, because whenever people say superhero science, the very first character they think of is Flash, apparently. And the show's coming back. So I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'll do a Flash video. But because of the comics and comics episode, I had to push that one back indefinitely. So we'll see about that. So yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to balance topics whenever I have brand new ideas, or maybe when I get to a part of my calendar and I'm like, yeah, I wrote this idea in, but boy, I am not feeling it. I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this in. I don't know. So if I can find a way to figure that out, I will include that because a lot of you guys voted on you'd like to have access to that. Maybe I'll include it in like either the $3 or $6 tiers. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the $10 tier. Probably not. It's not that important. I think that's just about it for all of the updates this week. We are working on putting the podcasts on YouTube still, so help us keep that accountable. Or help keep us accountable for that, I guess, is the better way to say that. We should have some sidekick channel stuff coming soon. I'm getting a here's a fun short story. There's a site called, a business called Comic Pack, where they send you comic books every month. And it's like a comic bento or something like that. But what I like about it is that you're guaranteed to get one Marvel, one DC, and I think one Image, and then like something else. So instead of where Comic Bento, for example, would be, they'll send you any comic. Sometimes they sent a whole box of Dynamite comics that I didn't want to read. Comic Pack is like, you will always get Marvel, you will always get DC, you'll always get Image, I think, and then you'll always get something else. Sometimes it's two Image comic books. I don't know. So I like that because most people, when they are trying to get into comics, they think of Marvel and DC, and if you send them a box of Dynamite comics, they're just like, I don't, what is this? I wanted, like, I don't know what this is. But if you send them, you know, like a Captain America comic and a Batman comic, and you say, here are two other ones that you might also like, I think that's a better strategy. So anyway, they sent me one back in December, and I recorded an unboxing for it for the Sidekick channel. But I lost the footage, and so now they're sending me another one. I think that's going to be more Wolverine-focused, so for the Logan movie and trailer. And I'm going to redo it. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be up on the Sidekick channel as soon as I get that in, I think. So, well, awesome. I also have some collabs coming up, but they're too far in advance. I can save that for another time. We've already been talking for like 10 minutes. So, thanks, guys. Let me know if you want these audio updates to be longer, shorter. What do you want them to include? Any other additional information about stuff? Yeah, it's like a mini extra podcast. In fact, I probably will schedule them so they don't come out the same day as podcasts, which is kind of a mistake right now, but that's fine. I will see you guys in another one of these. Thank you so much for being patrons. I love your faces. You wonderful nerds. Goodbye.